Good morning, young ones. How are y'all doing today? You got a seat, bud? Oh, you're good. Now we got you settled down. All righty. So some of y'all guys were here and some of you guys weren't last week, but maybe some of you guys can help out those that weren't by answering some of the questions to help on the review side. So last week, we talked about Moses leading the Israelites outside of Egypt. And when they got to this certain Red Sea, what happened there? All right, yeah, the Red Sea half, and it was split in half where they could actually walk through it, right? And it was dry. So what after they crossed it, though, what happened to the Egyptians that were following them? Yeah, right, whenever the waters came back and they were under it, right, and they all ended up passing away from drowning. So this morning we're going to continue reading about what happened to the Israelites and Moses in Exodus 15. We're going to be reading verse 1 through 11. All right, so here we go. Verse 1. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to Yahweh and said, I will sing to Yahweh, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. Yahweh is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. And the choicest of his offers are sunk in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Yahweh, shatters the enemies. And in the greatness of your exaltation, you pull down those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it devours them as chaff. And at the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue you, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my desire shall be fulfilled against them, I will draw out my sword, my hand will dispossess them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Yahweh? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, fearsome praises, working wonders? That's a lot of verses. Let's go ahead and read it down, break it down as we ask some questions and talk about it as what we learn. So what we just read, what did Moses write down for us? It's almost like what a lot of Psalms are, right? So this is kind of like a what? What you got, bud? Oh, I gotcha. What I think you were trying to say is in Psalms, like how David says, they write songs, right, that praise the Lord. And right here, we see the Israelites also praising the Lord in song, right? So this is what we just read. It was a whole song to God for what he did to lead them out of Egypt. And so what did Moses praise the Lord for in this song? Just give me a couple. There's a few of them, but one, maybe two. What? Say it again. Warrior King. What else? That he conquered what? Their enemies, right? Okay. And what are some ways that Moses described God in his song? Only someone such powerful can do those miracles, right? So God is what? Powerful, right? And he's a good shepherd, leader, right? Yeah, a good person, right? He led his own people out of slavery. That is a good person. All right, so do you have a favorite song or hymn that you guys sing in praise to God? You don't have to tell me, but if you want to write them down, I'll listen to them later. So what does it say about the Lord? The songs that we sing to the Lord should correctly reflect who God is. That is why it is important for them to be biblical, which means the words and ideas are found in Scripture. So many songs that are popular today are sadly not. Do you guys agree? Maybe? Some are good, right? No. One reason why the church should sing psalms is because they are songs inspired directly by the Holy Spirit, and they correctly teach us about who God is and what he has done. Moses' song was also inspired by the Holy Spirit. Because of this, it shows us who God is by revealing his attributes and details. So whenever you guys sing songs in church, do you feel like they're biblical songs? You guys feel like it praises the Lord, right? And it gives glory to his attributes. And so that's what Moses did here for us in Exodus. The Lord led him out of a dangerous position, and what they did was ended up writing a song that praised him. You guys have any questions about that? No? All righty then. Well, let's go ahead and end with prayer. And if you guys have questions, we'll talk after, all right? Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing out your people, Lord, in Israel, showing us that you are powerful, all-worshiping, Lord, and all good, Lord. Thank you for doing that as we read through Exodus. And Lord, as we just go today into main service, just pray that you just give those in that are teaching, Lord, and those that are worshiping, that we just glorify you through it all. In your name I pray. Amen.